Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to you, Blog Talk Radio. It's good to have you here with us today. YouTube, welcome. It's Sunday morning on Read the Word. And this is the day we're going to read the Word just like we normally do, and then we receive communion together. So let's get right at it. And we'll pray our opening prayer together today. Father, we pray this prayer. Make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled me with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry. Our lives will be changed forever by the Word of God, so that glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Now, it just came to me that I can share the screen. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure why it just came to me just now, but we can share the screen on that every day. So, here we go. Ezekiel chapter 44. And 45. Now, we're finishing up the book of Ezekiel. God's telling Ezekiel about the temple is going to be restored. In the last two sessions, we read about the temple being rebuilt. My goodness, the details that God puts into this is amazing. Here we go. Chapter 44, the East Gate and the Prince. Here we go. And he brought me back to the outer gate of the sanctuary, which faces toward the east. That way. But it was shut. Angel, you're supposed to have that door open when we got out here. The Lord said to me, this gate shall be shut. It shall not be open. No man shall enter by it, because the Lord God of Israel has entered by it. Therefore, it shall be shut. As for the prince, because he's the prince, he may sit in it to eat bread before the Lord. He shall enter by way of the vestibule of the gateway and go out the same way. God is detailed about what he's doing. Verse 4, also he brought me by the way of the north gate to the front of the temple. So I looked, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord, and I fell on my face. What must have that seemed like? The Lord said to me, son of man, mark well. See with your eyes and hear with your ears all that I say to you concerning all the ordinances of the house of the Lord and all its laws. Mark well who may enter the house and all who go out from the sanctuary. He's telling him to keep a good record. Mark well. Now say to the rebellious, to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, O house of Israel, let us have no more of all your abominations. Notice that us is capitalized. That's God. Seven, when you brought in foreigners, uncircumcised in heart, uncircumcised in flesh to be in my sanctuary to defile it, my house? And when you offered my food, the fat and the blood, then they broke my covenant because of all of your abominations? Wow. See, God's serious about this. God don't want a heathen up on the stage, up on the platform, leading his people.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot be. If you don't have the Spirit, then you don't need to be leading. Huh. Verse 8, you've not kept charge of my holy things, but you have set others to keep charge of my sanctuary for you. Thus says the Lord God, no foreigner, uncircumcised in heart or uncircumcised of flesh shall enter my sanctuary, including any foreigner who is among the children of Israel. And the Levites who went far from me, when Israel went astray, who strayed away from me after their idols, they shall bear their iniquity. Thank God for the day we live in. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yet they shall be ministers in my sanctuary as gatekeepers of the house and ministers of the house. They shall slay the burnt offering and sacrifice for the people, and they shall stand before them and minister to them. Because they ministered to them before their idols and caused the house of Israel to fall into iniquity, therefore I have raised my hand in an oath against them, says the Lord God, they shall bear their iniquity. But if you go to 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, whose sins are not imputed to you. That does not give you license to sin. That helps you say, wait a minute. No matter how bad my sin is, he just forgave me, washed me, and made me clean. I am going to live wholeheartedly for him.
Amen.
And the power of his righteousness. Oh, God, preach on me. 13, they shall not come near to me to minister as priests, nor come near any of my holy things, nor into the holy place, but they shall bear their shame and their abominations which they've committed. Nevertheless, I will make them keep charge of the temple for all of it, all its work, for all that has been done in it. But the priests, the Levites, the son of Zadok, who kept charge of my sanctuary when the children of Israel went astray from me, they shall come near to me to minister to me. And they shall stand before me to offer to me the fat and the blood, says the Lord God. They shall enter my sanctuary. They shall come near my table to minister to me. And they shall keep my charge. God loves righteousness.
Yeah.
God is righteousness. And it shall be, whenever they enter the gates of the inner court, that they shall put on linen garments. No wool shall come upon them while they minister within the gates of the inner court or within the house. They shall have linen turbans on their heads and linen trousers on their bodies. They shall not clothe themselves with anything that causes sweat.
Isn't that interesting?
When they go out into the outer court, to the outer court, to the people, they shall take off their garments in which they've ministered, leave them in the holy chambers, and put on other garments. And in their holy garments, they shall not sanctify the people. They shall neither shave their heads nor let their hair grow long, but they shall keep their hair well trimmed. What a novel idea for today for the Levites who minister before the Lord. Keep your hair well trimmed. Mine needs a little more shorn right now. No priest shall drink wine when he enters the inner court. They shall not take as a wife a widow or a divorced woman, but take virgins of the descendants of the house of Israel or widows of priests. They shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the unholy. I'm going to underline that verse. They shall teach my people the difference between holy and the unholy, and cause them to discern between the clean and the unclean. In controversy, they shall stand as judges and judge judge it according to my judgments. Keep my laws and my statutes and all my appointed meetings. They shall hallow my Sabbaths. They shall not divide themselves by coming near a dead person. Only for father or mother, for son or daughter, for brother or unmarried sister may they defile themselves. After he is cleansed, they shall come count 7 days for him. And on the day that he goes to the sanctuary, to minister to the sanctuary, he must offer his sin offering in the inner court, says the Lord God. It shall be in regard to their inheritance that I am their inheritance. You shall give them no possession in Israel, for I am their possession. They shall eat the grain offering, the sin offering, the trespass offering. Every dedicated thing in Israel shall be theirs, the best of all first fruits of any kind, and every sacrifice of any kind from all your sacrifices shall be the priest also. You shall give to the priest the first of your ground meal to cause a blessing to rest on your house. The first, that's the tithe. Mm-hmm. Priest shall not eat anything, bird or beast, that died naturally or was torn by the wild beast.
Or roadkill.
Or roadkill, run over by a semi, and then baked on the North Dakota highway in 105 degrees heat.
You shall not eat of it.
Those poor little rabbits that run out in front of my semi every day, I don't know what they're afraid of. But I must sound like some form of a
predator.
Predator. That one little guy ran right out on the side of me, ran underneath the truck, and ran out in front of me. He ran in on the side and then out the front faster than the truck was going. And I know this has nothing to do with the reading, but it's like God's interesting to those creatures. And then all of a sudden he got far enough out, and one jump, he was off in the grass.
He was just racing you.
Saying na-na-na-na-na. I mean, that's dangerous. There's a lot of tires that would skin you real quick. Don't worry about all that. That was just fun.
A little side trail.
The Holy District, chapter 45. Moreover, when you divide the land by lot into inheritance, you shall set apart a district for the Lord, a holy section of the land. Its length shall be 25,000 cubits. Wow. And the width, 10,000. It shall be holy throughout its territory all around. Now, 25,000 cubits. A cubit is 3 foot, right? You know what we said?
I think so.
25,000 cubits. 25,000
3 feet.
Big piece of property. Of this, there shall be a square plot for the sanctuary, 500 by 500 rods, with 50 cubits around it for an open space. So this is the district you shall remember, 25,000 cubits long, 10,000 wide. In it shall be the sanctuary, the most holy place. It shall be a holy section of land belonging to the priests, the ministers of the sanctuary, come near to the minister of the Lord. It shall be a place for their houses and a holy place for the sanctuary. An area 25,000 cubits long and 10,000 wide shall belong to the Levites, the ministers of the temple. They shall have 20 chambers as a possession. Here we go with the chambers deal. You shall appoint as the property of the city an area 5,000 cubits wide and 25,000 long, adjacent to the district of the holy section. It shall belong to the whole house of Israel. The prince shall have a section on one side and the other side the holy district, the city's property. And bordering on the holy district and the city's property, extending westward on the west side, eastward on the east side, the length shall be side by side with one of the tribal portions from the west border to the east border. The land shall be his possession in Israel, and my princes shall no more oppress my people, but they shall give the rest of the land to the house of Israel according to their tribes. Now, God is a God of serious detail.
He is.
And he didn't have a problem putting it in here so we would read it.
So we knew.
Verse 9, I'm in Ezekiel 45, 9. The laws governing the prince. Thus says the Lord God, enough, O princes of Israel. Remove violence and plundering. Execute justice and righteousness. and stop dispossessing my people, says the Lord God. God's after him. You shall have honest scales, an honest ephah, and an honest bath. I've taken a few honest baths. He's talking about a measurement. The ephah and the bath shall be the same measure, so that the bath contains one-tenth of an omer, and the ephah one-tenth of an omer. Their measure shall be according to the omer. The shekel shall be 20 gerahs, 20 shekels, 25 shekels, and 15 shekels shall be your mina. There you go. This is the offering which you shall offer. You shall give one-sixth of an ephah from an omer of wheat and one-sixth of an ephah from an omer of barley. Got to have two crops. The ordinance concerning oil, the bath of oil, is one-tenth of a bath for a kor. A kor is an omer, or 10 baths, for 10 baths are an omer. Interesting. Just thought I'd pause and let it soak in. You know, a bath, did you get it? That was a good one. One lamb shall be given from a flock of 200 from the rich pastors of Israel. These shall be for grain offerings, burnt offerings, and peace offerings to make atonement for them, says the Lord God. All the people of the land shall give this offering for the prince in Israel. Then it shall be the prince's part to give burnt offerings, grain offerings, and drink offerings at the feast, the new moons, the Sabbath, and at all appointed seasons of the house of Israel. He shall prepare the sin offering, the grain offering, the burnt offering, and peace offering to make atonement for the house of Israel, keeping the feast, verse 18. Thus says the Lord God, in the first month, on the first day of the month, you shall take a young bull without blemish and cleanse the sanctuary. Priests shall take some of the blood of the sin offering and put it on the doorpost of the temple, on the four corners of the ledge of the altar, on the gatepost of the gate of the inner court. And you shall do on the seventh day of the month for everyone who has sinned unintentionally or in ignorance. Thus you shall make atonement for the temple. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, you shall observe the Passover, a feast of 7 days. Unleavened bread shall be eaten. On that day, the prince shall prepare for himself and for all the people of the land a bull for a sin offering. On the 7 days of the feast, he shall prepare a burnt offering to the Lord, 7 bulls, 7 rams without blemish, daily for 7 days, and a kid of the goats daily for a sin offering.
Wow.
Serious, isn't it? He shall prepare a grain offering of 1 ephah for each bull and 1 ephah for each ram, together with a hin of oil for each ephah. In the seventh month, on the 15th day of the month, at the feast, he shall do likewise for 7 days, according to the sin offering, the burnt offering, the grain offering, and the oil.
Wow.
May God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Now, we always say circle the wagons. Think about the intricate detail that you just read. And Jesus has been in heaven for 2,000 years building a city for us. He's a carpenter. He doesn't belong to the carpenters union, though. You can see the intricate detail. Now, if you were to go back in the book of Leviticus and read through all that again about the law and all the priests and all their stuff and how they built the temple and all that, God is teaching Ezekiel the temple's coming back. Well, then we know during the reign of Cyrus the Mede, or the Persian, whatever he was, Cyrus. Wasn't it Cyrus? Mm-hmm. Anyways, I might be tired tonight, but Ezra came in, or not Ezra, Nehemiah came in one day and he wasn't happy. The king said, why aren't you happy? I've never seen you down. My people, my city, my nation King said, "We'll go. Here's my checkbook." And he went, and Nehemiah built the wall in Jesus' mighty name. Now, let's receive our communion elements. Wait, we should pray. We're supposed to pray. Ready? Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, right now, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. For your wonderful, amazing detail, excellence. You just demanded excellence. Help us to walk in them same paths. Walk according to your word, not some weird religious thing, but walk with you every day of our life. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Now, we're going to receive communion. Here's how it works. I'm going to read the communion verses. When we get done, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. I'm going to give you about 2 minutes of instruction, and we're going to bless the elements and receive. That's how we do it every time we come here. You can always find this somewhere on the internet. Open up anything that has my name on it, pretty much, and you're going to find this receiving communion somewhere in that video, because that's an assignment that God gave us pretty much any time we're live. Well, that's the morning programs. We don't do it, but that's okay. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Verse number 23 through 28, verse 31. Here we go. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. Yeah. He blessed it. He said, "Take, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup. Now, not this solo cup. What's in it? And he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you do this in remembrance of me." Verse 26, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes." Verse 28, "Let a man," that means you and me, or a woman, and there is a difference, "examine himself." Not everybody else. You got to examine yourself. And then when you realize where you're at and you stand in the blood, then it says, "Let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged." 1 John chapter 4:17 and 18. God's perfect love is perfected in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is right here, right now, today, so are we in this world. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that's with it, and that's called trauma. We bind the trauma in your life tonight, and if that's you, lift your hands and say, "I receive it, trauma. Your power is broken by this man of God's prayer." Now, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. What is that? That is you calling Jesus Lord of your life. This prayer is very much designed by God to lead you right into the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Ready? Pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
According to John 3:16.
According to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in
you. You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And I receive my place in you.
And I receive my place in you.
Right here, right now, today.
Amen. Right here, right now, today.
Fill me with all of your love, your mercy, and your grace.
Fill me with all of your love, your mercy, and your grace.
So that I can walk with you every
so
day.
So that I can walk with you.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
Pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. That's the first time you prayed that prayer. Welcome to the kingdom of God. My, my, my. The greatest thing in the world that could happen to you. Literally, the greatest thing in all the world that could happen to you just happened. You realize that? There ain't nothing that's greater than that one fact right there. You went from darkness, and now you're in the light. You went from fear, now you're in faith. You went from confusion, now you have understanding. Why? How can that happen, Pastor? Because they came and lived inside of you. You said, Jesus, come in, and he did. You said, all of your love, mercy, righteousness, grace, and he came in. Now it's inside of you. Well, if it's inside of you, then it's got to be easy to get to. We just got to shut down all the noise. And all of that. Till we can hear his voice every day.
Amen.
Welcome to the family of God. We've got a lot of videos. We can help you understand the ways of God. Know how to walk with him. When you wake up in the morning, first thing, and you look up at that ceiling, whether it's dark or light, learn to pray this prayer. Jesus, help me walk with you this whole day. And he will. We're glad you're with us. Now, make sure you click like, hit subscribe, and ring the bell. So every time we go live, you're back here with us. Because it is literally every single day we go live somewhere. And it'll be a blessing to you. This is a playlist for Read the Word. We want you to get connected to it. Go into the playlist. Samuel J. Cottle. Playlist. It'll pop it right up. And there's Read the Word, Establishing Your Faith. That's the evening program. Rebuilding the Walls of Righteousness, morning prayer. And then Read the Word. There's all of those different playlists in there. I got a bunch of playlists, but those are the four that we're doing. We want you to be a part of it. Ready? Is that it? Mm-hmm. Here we go. Get your communion elements. Maybe this is new to you. Go to the kitchen, get your piece of bread, get you some water or grape juice if you have it. And then let's receive it together. Jesus used the fruit of the vine to illustrate you're the vine and you're the branches. You can't make it without me. Pray this with me. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with
Jesus,
you, Lord.
You were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my
peace. Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you. Lord.
And by your stripes I am healed.
And by your stripes I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ, in my community.
In the body of Christ, in my community.
And around the world, wherever you send us.
And around the world.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his body broken. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you have given us the answers that we need right here in the communion elements. Lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
I'm sorry. Pause for a minute. The dry crackers didn't go all the way down.
Oh.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin is placed in remission.
Every sin is placed in remission.
For the rest of my life.
For the rest of my life.
I'm a new creation.
I'm a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for
it. And I thank you for it.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus, the accuser of the brethren is cast out.
By the blood of Jesus, the accuser of the brethren is cast out.
And there's no more condemnation to control me.
And there's no more condemnation to control me.
Isn't broken. My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made
and
white.
I will always be.
And I will always be
the glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. And amen. Let's receive his bloodshed. Hallelujah. Makes me want to sing that chorus. We're learning it. Hang on. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood applied. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life, brought me from the darkness into glorious light. There is nothing stronger than the wonder work and power of the blood. The blood that calls us sons and daughters. We are ransomed by our Father through the blood. The blood. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life, brought me from the darkness into glorious light.
Nice.
I like that song.
Oh, I love it.
Christno, Charity Gale, G-A-Y-L-E, the power of the blood. Well, that's all we got. Not really, but that's all we're going to say. We bless you. Thank you for joining with us, taking communion. God bless you and your family. Start them in the beginning and run all the way through it. Do a couple Friday nights, Saturday, where you just listen to it all day long. You can get a lot done. Really would. And it would be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. Well, till we see you again to what we say, remember this. We love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is
Lord.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Amen.
See you soon.